Om Shanti. Welcome back and welcome to the new members of this family. We'll be doing many things today in this session. Aparna, then, would you like to get small of those small plastic containers from the shop? You think you can? Okay. So, this morning, we were all very fortunate to attend a class by Ushaben, and I think all of us benefited. There were many things that were addressed, there were many questions that were asked, answers were provided, and if we have time today, we will probably talk more about those things, because I think they are important. And in a way, this workshop, which I was thinking about, which had designed, touches on those lines too. Maybe you had a good afternoon's rest. How many of you had a good rest in the afternoon? The Bhutan family? The Thai family? Oh my gosh. Okay, so you went to Baba's Rocks. You've had your exercise already. Now sometimes exercise, not sometimes, exercise is good, right? Always. But sometimes it's important because, you know, we become very slow, very lethargic, and, you know, like into some other state. So now we invite you to stand up. And of course, our master of exercises, Sister Arlene, will be doing some special things with you. And also there's a special request. Those of you who, how many of you attended the Christmas celebrations at Gyan Sarovar? Okay, I think most of you. There was a special song that the parents did. Do you remember that? The IPR team had a performance. Do you remember? Who remembers? Yes? Divya, what was it? Pardon? Boniyad. Okay. This is the beauty of Madhuban. You remember, but you don't remember. Okay. Anyway, so we will refresh your memory. See that you have enough space. If you don't want, you can even come outside. Just leave the chairs. Leave the chairs as they are and just come out. Just be.
Sure that you have enough space.
Enough space. You don't want to bang into anybody.
No. Om Shanti. Yeah. Well, you need a little bit of space. You will need a little bit of space. So make sure that you don't touch anyone. Spread your arms like this. Yeah, some can come here. Others can stay at the back. Okay, so first we'll do the tapping technique. So, who does this exercise? Tapping. Okay. That's why this has been requested. Okay, so your wish is our command, so we will do it. And you just follow me, okay? So first, this one. The hands should be like this, straight. And you do like this. Here first. One, two, three. This is the rhythm. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Very good. Palms are straight. Okay? Next, both hands now. And we will tap our face. Okay, so ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Well done. Now you have to bow a little bit and we will tap the back of our neck. Okay? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay? For frozen shoulders, you will use again one palm and opposite you will tap. Okay? So this time right palm, right hand, and you tap your left. Okay? So as far as you can reach your shoulder. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Why is this smile on your face then? You're so
happy.
Okay.
So, smile.
Yeah. Okay. So now the left side. Ah, the right side, but you will be using your left hand. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Great. Hand. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Very good. Now this part, the chest, two palms, now two hands together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Brother, you do like this together. Lower part of our chest, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Now, a little bit lower, again the same rhythm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay. Now this time you will form a fist like this. This is to relax the back, lower back. Okay? Okay, let's start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Still, I'm not seeing happy faces. Okay. Now we will tap our arm. Okay, so this is the rhythm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You have to rotate, okay? The other side, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, rotate. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Can I see now? Still, period. Okay, now we will tap our hips. Okay, two hands now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Now, to remove any pain or any, you know, sluggishness in the body, this is what we will do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Well done. The last one is we will bend a little bit and reach out the lower part of your body while doing the tapping. Okay? So, ready? Other leg. Okay.
A smile upon your face. The light of children and giving. Fills the world with
very good. I'm sure you are very well energized for the session. Now we're going to do the dance. But this time we will not do a Christmas song. But still, we will do the three acts of Santa. This becomes a signature dance for the parents' retreat. Okay, so the first, let's review. While brother is preparing for the music, the first one is tiptoe. Okay, so you just walk like this. Okay, next step is the grip. Stay like this. But we will dance to the beat, okay? This one. My play. So let's start. This is official now, okay? The first one was like trial, okay? So first, tiptoe. Thank you so much for your cooperation.
I don't know, right? Oh, we don't mind. I mean, okay. Whew. All right. Yeah. See, all study and no play makes what? Jack a dull boy or something, right? So we have study, we have play, everything mixed. And today's workshop is again an active workshop. In which you'll use your gray matter, but it's not moving your body. Okay? While sitting down, you'll be doing a few things. So now I will show you something on the screen. Before that, just a minute, Mahiraj bhai. Not yet. We have all these questions, right, about children. Always, right? Never-ending questions about children. So, and these questions are necessary because there is no book which we can read. Well, now they do write books, of course, for parenting, but they never had any books before and parents were fine, right? And children were fine. But there is not exactly anything which connects to everyone, to every parent about how to bring up children. It's all hit and miss. Sorry. But still, there are some things that we do know as time. And also, I think, it's just biologically also, you know, in the genes, you just know some things. You know, they don't have to be told to you. You just know, because this is the way nature is. In spite of that, because the world is changing so much, we are sometimes at a loss. We don't know what to do. What is the right thing to do? Am I doing okay? Am I doing wrong? I had asked a question once to Jayanti Ben, I think. And I said, can Brahmins really commit sin? And she said, no. She said, a Brahmin, a true Brahmin, you know, he might make a mistake, but it's not a sin. So, you know, I want you to feel very easy as a parent. We all make mistakes, but let's not blame ourselves for it. We can take responsibility or we can tell Baba, but not to take that stress. The world is very fast now, faster than 10 years ago, faster than 20 years ago. So we can't really keep pace with it. It's okay. I think what we have to do is to be really grounded, first of all. Because I remember my time as a parent, we didn't have much guidance. We were very new in Gyan. In fact, I was just giving the lessons without even know what I was talking about. There was no course, no nothing. We were just thrown into the ocean, you know, floundering. And so, there might have been things that I did that were not right, maybe. But what happens is, in the beginning, when you come to Gyan, and suppose you don't have many people around you, any BKs around you, there's nobody to be an example. The only thing is in your mind is that I want to do everything correctly or I want to follow Baba completely. So what happens is we get so busy following the maryadas, following all the disciplines that we think, okay, the child is there, I'll do everything for the child, but that's it. And I think in my time, I don't think I even told my son too much about Gyan. He just like got it as he saw me. And of course, I brought him to Madhuban. So looking back, I think that I didn't give him so much attention like I find the parents are giving now. I think that the parents are giving too much attention to the kids now. Somehow, they're so particular about everything that the child is doing. And they look at each and everything. It's big stress. And okay, we want the child to grow up and be very good human beings. That's fine. But I think there are certain things that we just have to leave. We can't take control of everything. And I think in this world now, even less control. Because there are so many things out in the world that we don't even know maybe. And as Usha Ben said, you know, all we can do is just be what we are ourselves. See, am I okay or not? You know, like they say in the when you are going on the plane, if something happens, what do? Oxygen mask? First on the self, then the child. And then somebody might say, oh, you're such a bad parent. You're putting the mask on yourself, you're not putting on the child. This is what we hear sometimes. People might tell us this on this path. Oh, you're so selfish. You know, you go to the center, you do this, you do that, you don't spend time. They might tell us all these things. But for us in the beginning, it's necessary to spend time in yoga or study for ourselves. And we do the physical things for the children. The only thing that I think that I didn't do looking back is that I don't think I had enough yoga for the child. I'm doing it now. But I don't think I did that. I was just so busy being a good mother, a good example, because in society there was no BK. And it was a very new thing. This was like 30 years ago. So society will just find any way to catch you and say, hey, look, she's a BK, but she's not doing this, and she's not doing this, you know, because she's a BK. So I think because of that, or I just wanted to do everything right, so I did all possible physical things that I could do properly. You know, attending all the concerts, the food fairs, you know, the education committee. I mean, tell me what I was not into. Picking up the kids, dropping them, giving lunch every day, vegetarian lunch, all that, everything. That's important. But behind that, that feeling that I am sending love from Baba, sitting with Baba and Baba, telling Baba, Baba, take care of this child. I don't think I did so much at that time. And I'm sure you are probably aware of that and doing that, right? Because sometimes you just do the physical things perfectly. Everything has to be perfect. Nobody should put a finger on us and say, hey, what are you doing? So that is the balance I think we need. Then, because of the education system now, because of society, we seem to have maybe expectations from the children. Right? I will show you something on the screen, and after reading it, you can tell me maybe, you know, does it apply to you or not? You also heard in many classes that the child actually has come with many sanskars. The soul? How many of you look at the child as a soul, or let me say, how much percentage during the day do you look at the child as a soul? Be honest. How much percentage? Okay, who looks at them as a soul? 80%? 70%? 60%? Percentage means ki din bhar mein how did I behave with them? Did I behave like just a human being? Did I look at them as a person only? Because my way of talking, my way of behaving, all that will change, right? If you are soul conscious, how will you behave? How do I behave in Madhuban? I know, you can't really put a number, but I'm saying like during the whole day, how much did you feel that I could do it? It's not easy to put a number. Yes, you're right. Yes. But what I'm saying is that, you know, at the end of the day, you feel that today, I really felt like this about this child. And some days you feel, I was so ordinary with this child. You know, that's what I'm getting at actually. So, what I'm trying to say is, how conscious are you? Yourself as a soul, first, and the other as a soul, how conscious are you? 50%? Half the time? Half the time in the day? 40%? Up? 30%? 20%? Anybody 20? 20%? 10%? 5%? Okay? Now, Baba has told us, child or no child, if I am soul conscious, I'm doing the right thing. That's all. I just have to be soul conscious. I don't have to open up a book and say, oh, shall I do this, shall I not do this? Because there's no ending to that. There is no ending. I just have to be soul conscious. And I really look at them as a soul. But there's so much demands on us, right? Oh, have to go to school on time. Oh, homework. Oh, did you do this? That's all we're talking about all the time. You know, we talk like a tape recorder. If you ever record yourself, you really are a tape recorder. And that person is not even listening, maybe. Just forget it. I don't even listen. Did you eat your lunch? Did you wear your jacket? Did you do this? All the time I'm asking only this. Did I ask them, were you happy today? You know, did you do this? Do we ask those questions? Yes, we do. Then it's very good. Very good. Right. So, sometimes we want to be so good, you know, outside, which is nice, of course. But, you know, they're not listening. Do I really want them to listen? Listen doesn't mean obey, not obey. But are they listening to me? Or am I just talking to myself? You know, so we have to take care about that. Then, on top of that, there's already the children have so much stress. Right? Especially being from a family, sometimes some children don't even want to be recognized as I'm this one's son or daughter. They don't want to be recognized because they have, maybe the self-respect is not high. And they don't want their friends to know that my mom's like that or my dad's like that. They don't want to know. They don't want their friends to know. So they sometimes don't even call the friends home. They don't want you to be there. It happens. And you might feel, am I so bad? I'm such a good parent. Why is he or she behaving like that? But they are going through their own phase. And they don't understand what this knowledge is and how high it is. Even we don't understand sometimes. So, we have expectations. And when we have expectations, we become sad. I remember a time when my son was growing up and he was becoming, well, sort of a teenager maybe. And being the only child, I never made the mistake of like, you know, when you have an only child, you dote on the child, you do everything for the child. I don't think I did that. That was alright. But, because he was a boy, when he grew up, you know, 13, 14, 15, he geared more towards his father. You know, things like, oh, let's have a drink. Alright? Because the father is not a BK, right? So there's a bonding. There's a bonding, you know. You know, when people drink, there's a bonding. I was out. There was a time I could not share anything because I was not going to do that. And I felt a lot of sorrow. Because, you know, you brought up this child, you've taken care, giving them good food every day, taking them to school and everything. And then this child says, not says, but it's just like, there. You are not important for them. And so then I told Daddy Janki, I said, I'm so sad. She said, you're silly. I think she said something like that a long time ago. But she said, these people are doing what they like doing and they're happy. And you are taking sorrow from it. They're happy. They're doing what they like to do and they're enjoying. And you're silly. You're taking sorrow from it. So from that day onwards, I said, that's fine. Why should I be sorrowful? You know, as a soul, the first thing, the first responsibility we have is to ourselves. Am I happy? Am I happy means, will I be happy if my child does this, child does this, child does this? How much of my happiness is depending on my child? Look into your heart. How much of your happiness is depending on your child? 50, 10, 20, 30? How much? Zero. Your happiness is your happiness, right? Different, right? Different again. Right? Now, we had this question about detachment in the morning class. Detachment. Now, detachment means, well, the child is sick. I should say, well, the child is sick. Sorry, he's karma. He's sick. That's detachment? Hello. You know, we have love inside. We are loveful beings. Loveful being is love for everything. Love for animal, love for nature, love for soul, love for everything. So, that love will really push me to take care, of course, naturally. I shouldn't look at it, attachment. You know, we are so busy sometimes thinking, am I attached? And then I become so detached. We are so afraid of ourselves. So we don't take care of the child. You know, love is our nature. Like peace is our nature. Love is our nature. It's natural to be loving. What's wrong with that? But if I'm upset, if I'm unhappy, that's called attachment. There's nothing, there's no attachment. You do for your child things what you want to do, it's fine. But the minute I'm unhappy, the minute I'm sad, the minute I'm worrying, I'm attached. Simple definition, right? Hai koi aur definition? Is there any other definition? Is there any other? Can somebody tell me if there's any other definition of attachment? Do for the child, because that's the only time the child is going to be with you. Responsibility is a very big word. It's love. This person is there, I have love, I will do for this person. And then the time will come, this person will not be there. And all that person will carry, and believe you, the kids, or even anybody is so sensitive, they will carry a lot of things from being with you now, and when they go up into school and college, they may not even write to you maybe, or they may not even, but they will remember many things. And just because they want to act that they have become adults, they will like, you know, like you're not there. But this is just their way of growing up. And you feel, oh, they don't even look at me, they don't even care about me. So who's attached? That's attachment. Can I not be okay just on my own? Do I always want my kids to tell me, oh mom, you're so nice, you're so good, I miss you. You want that? That's attachment. You know, I didn't think of all these things that I'm talking now. It's just coming. I didn't prepare. Sorry, I really didn't prepare this. I just told Baba, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, I'm saying this definition of attachment, which I didn't think of even till yesterday, actually. I didn't. Thankfully. But just because he asked a question and somebody else asked a question this morning to Usha Ben, and I thought the answer was not enough. Yes, you asked a question, he asked a question, and was it not another brother? He's not here just now. Oh yeah, you asked a question. And I was glad that the parents were asking questions, because this is so important. So, expectations. Not only expecting the children to do what I want, or to be what I want, so many. And what happens when we have expectations? Baba has told us, right? Expectation from any human being. What will we land into? Sorrow. So, we'll show you something on the screen. It's a video, but there are no pictures. There are only words, so please look at them carefully. I think your eyesight is okay? You can see, right? Because we don't have a bigger screen. But if you want, I can read it aloud to you for the translators maybe. And while watching, just watch it. No need to write anything, no need to do anything. A school principal in Singapore. Sorry, just can you stop 1 minute? 1 minute. Shuru se kare? Marish? Sorry. A school principal in Singapore sent a letter to parents before exam. Dear parents, the exams of your children are to start soon. I know you're all really anxious for your child to do well. But please, do remember that amongst the students who will be sitting the exams, there is an artist who doesn't need to understand math. There's an entrepreneur who doesn't care about history or English literature. There's a musician whose chemistry grades won't matter. There is a sportsperson whose physical fitness is more important than physics, like schooling. If your child does get top marks, that's great. But if he or she doesn't, please don't take away their self-confidence and dignity. Tell them it's okay. It's just an exam. They are cut out for much bigger things in life. Tell them, no matter what they score, you love them and will not judge them. Please do this. And when you do, watch your children conquer the world. One exam or a low grade won't take away their dreams and talents. And please do not think that doctors and engineers are the only happy people in the world. With warm regards, the principal. You want to see it again? You okay? Once more? No. Once more? Anybody wants to see again? You got it? Got it. Okay. So, marks. How important are grades now? It looks like top priority nowadays, grades. But that child is cut out for something we don't even know. You know, actually, if you look at history, the great people, I've forgotten names, maybe like Edison or some people, they were duffers actually in school. They didn't know anything. They even bunked school, I think. Einstein also. So many. So, you know, and the teachers wouldn't be able to answer the questions. Even in my class, there was a student who was so brilliant, but the teacher was not of that level, and he would tell him, stop it, you ask too many useless questions. Because that child was curious, and he was intelligent in a different way. But the level of the teacher is also different, right? So, they will grade the child accordingly. Depends. But every child has some kind of talent. And if I can sense that talent when they're young, maybe they're into sports, maybe they're into music, maybe they're into writing, I need to help the child to develop that. And nowadays, I think there are universities, if I'm not mistaken, I'm a bit outdated, but there are universities who take child, you know, if it's good for sports or music, they don't look at only your written scores, right? Yeah. There are colleges like that. And I think it's very good because the child can grow. But, you know, when we stress the child out, you know, a lot of times you must have watched Sister Shivani, we stress ourselves and we stress the child out. What grades did you get? You know, in our times, getting 63 or 64 was so big. Now 90 also is nothing. 99. You know, because they have changed the system of grades. It's not that your child is stupid. He's doing his best. He or she is doing their best. So now, you will get a sheet of paper, each one of you. Can we have them, please? Team? You will get a blank sheet of paper. Please remove your books from the table. Blank sheet of paper, and you will get a lot of colored pencils and crayons. Don't fight for the colors. Okay, whatever can you get, take it. And what do you have to do? I want you to be very honest. I want you to draw. I'm sorry, your drawing skills are a test now. See what grade you get in drawing today. Let's see, okay? So, you can write your name on the top if you like. And, it's okay? So what I would like you to do is, first think, what expectations do you have of the child? What expectations do you have from your child? Are they valid? Are they helpful? Are they helping in your relationship with the child? Your expectations, first think what expectations you have. Number one, from the child. Yeah. What expectations I'm having from the child? Aparna, likhna hai board par? Ki theek hai. What expectations I have from the child? that expectation affecting relationship? Is it improving my relationship? Is it demeaning my relationship? With the child, of course. This is all about the child and me. And let me also, the third thing is, what is good about that child? What is special about that child? Do I know that? Do I think about that? What speciality does that child have? So, first you think of your expectations. Write down how it's spoiling your relation. You can write that down or draw on one side. And the second side, you can draw the child with their specialities. I'm not talking about only talents, but also specialities. See them as a being. For one moment, stop looking at them just as your child, but a person, a soul. So, on the front page, I want you to write down what expectations do you have from them. Do these expectations improve your relationship or spoil your relationship? And the other side of the paper, please draw your child his specialities. Anything that you draw is fine, don't worry. But I want you to draw, I want you to color. Now not everybody will be able to use the table. You have a notebook, all of you got envelope, right? How many people have that folder? How many parents have a folder? Please, excuse me, can you look up? You were given a folder at the first day, right? How many of you have the folder? If you don't have it now, we take it back from you. You know what? We buy those folders and you people don't even bring it to class. How good are you? Because that folder is going to be your table to write down. Don't fight for the table, Sri Lankan group. Okay? Because the table is not for drawing. Brother, the table is... If you don't have a folder, sorry, your bad luck. You are going to draw yourself. Brother, we are not using the table to draw. The table is only for the color pencils. Everybody will fight for the table then. How come you are entitled and she's not entitled? He's not listening. See? I'm entitled to the table and nobody else is entitled. Dekha? Okay. We play soft music. Be very honest about your expectations with the child. And no talking, please. Excuse me. Parents, no talking. Unless you have a question, you can ask me. I'll come up to you. No talking, no discussion. This is just purely your time with your child or your children. Okay? Only the translator is allowed to talk, nobody else. Thank you. You have time? I will let you know how much time you have. Maybe play the bell or something. Child, grandchild. So, the paper that you got, the other parents from your drawing have guessed their speciality. So this means you are looking at your child with this speciality, but how are you projecting it? Are you able to project it so that the other people also know that your child has a speciality? And now, remember yesterday we talked about you sing to your child? So today what are you going to sing? Not I'm so proud of you. Ye itni badi exercise kyun kari hai? This speciality you have to sing. This speciality that on the paper, you're going to go back and sing to your child today, this evening. Done? Okay? So make the poem song now. Anybody want to come here and sing the song? Of specialities. Baba sings songs of our specialities, right? Every day in the Murli. So you can sing songs also of your child. Anybody wants to sing? Anybody wants to sing? Anyone? You're so good at talking, you might as well sing. Okay.
She started. Ready? Okay, I'm going to start, sisters and brothers.
Paper.
Oh.
Without your paper, we don't know what you're singing.
Oh, this goes.
Okay.
The song. You are so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful you. You are so wonderful, fantastic, magical. And love for Baba, yeah.
Very good job. Next singer, next singer. Come on.
Very good. Yes.
You bring your painting along, your piece of art, and show it to everybody. It's a piece of art, doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah. Okay, come on. Yes, good job.
Oh, my dear baby, I'm so happy for you. Keep loving, be gentle, and be friendly as always. And continue to love, to fly. Oh, my baby, I'm so happy for you. Thank you.
Wow. Okay, next. Come on, Atul, come on. Quick. Vidya, are you coming also?
It looks something like this. So the song goes like this. Oh, my dear daughter Ramya, tonight I want to let you know what and how I feel about you. You are so caring, you are so lovable, you are so silent, you are so innocent, and at last I know you like listening to music. That's why I sang this poem for you.
Wow, very good. Atulji, painting. Show the painting.
Yeah.
Down. Okay, I'll hold it. We can look at it.
Okay. Yeah. I can hold it. Yeah. I am an artist and I can't draw. I play piano to grade 8 and I sing some songs while I'm baking my cakes with or without you. With or without you, oh, my kitten looks at me.
Wonderful. Okay, come on, next, hurry up. Everybody should come and sing. Come on, don't be shy. Come on, please, hurry up. No time. Tell me. Come on. Thai and Bhutan, we're talking so much. What happened now? Come on now, somebody. One representative. One. One person representative. Come on, please, hurry up. One Bhutan or one Thai. Quick. Come on! No time! Please. Kritika, you come, your mom, somebody has to come. you sing any tune is okay. Come on. Why are you taking so long, sisters? Come on. Are? You can sing in Bhutanese, doesn't matter. Don't have to speak in English. It can be any language. It can be Thai, Bhutanese, Sri Lankan. Sri Lankan group also, one person, please be ready. You can sing in Tamil, it's fine.
Namra beru gato to, namra beru kito to, gamra beru gato to, namra beru kito to. Did you understand? I sang in the Bhutanese language. It's written, any time very happy, any time very caring.
Very good, excellent. Okay, next. Tamil. Please come and sing in Tamil. Okay, where you get one more minute. Okay, come. Please come. Be ready, Tamil.
You are so happy all the time. You are so giving. You have that core self-confidence. That's why I love you.
What about the rest of the qualities? There's so many qualities! Okay, Tamil. Come on, sister. Very good. Sing in Tamil now, okay? Okay, Shumi.
clouds.
Nalla nalla pillaigalai nambi inda nare irukkudu thambi sinnanjere kaigalai nambi oru sarthiram irukkudu thambi nalla nalla pillaigalai nambi
what does it mean? Meaning?
It's quite difficult to translate. I try my best. She said that her child is so good and the whole country is depends on her. That much good she is. That's all.
Cloud. She drew clouds. So how the clouds gather all the water, they shower, that's what she wanted to also say. It was very nice. Okay. Next. Come on. Yes. Hindi? English? Hindi. Oh, good. So you have so many languages now, right?
Very good.
Next is in Tagalog.
And Hebrew. Hebrew, Tagalog, get ready.
चंदा है तू मेरा सूरज है तू बाबा की आंखों का तारा है तू तू
तू मेरा खिलौना भी है एक्चुअली दिस इज चंदा मीन्स ही इज कूल सूरज ही इज ब्राइट एंड ही लव्स बाबा
गुड वेरी नाइस गुड यस हिब्रू नोबडी इज रनिंग आउट वी हैव टू रन आउट एनीवे इन हाफ एन आवर Come on, because we want to listen different languages. It's nice, right? Come on, Rami. Yes, this is a chance. Yes. Chance to sing. And the next is Arlene. Yes, Tagalog. Because we never heard that, Tagalog, right? She's from Philippines. Tagalog. Okay. Please show them your beautiful drawing. Yay, isn't it good?
They're already clapping, so I can go.
Okay.
I still don't have a tune yet. Yesh lach lev zahav ve'at kmo ha'olam porachat ve'notenet shemesh lekulam at kmo okeanus מכילה הכל ותמירה כל כך יפה אין מה לומר
Very good. Nice. Thank you. You have to make music. Remember like she said in the voice training. Pardon? Meaning, Rami.
How do I know what it means?
What? Hare! You sang the song. You have to know what you're singing.
But it was in Hebrew. I don't understand.
We understand.
You have 100% heart of gold. Like a flower, you are blooming. And like the ocean, you can contain everything. You shining like light. And I don't know how to translate the last word, but you are Tmira. I have no idea how to say it in English.
I have no words to describe you. So you will all sing this song to your children tonight. And tomorrow we'll ask you. Okay?
What was the reaction?
Reaction? Pehli baar, did you sing or not? Yes, Sister Arlene. Yes, it changes, you know. They just want to be told. He sang to his daughter yesterday, he says, and it changed. The atmosphere really changed.
You're doing.
But we want to see the drawing. We want to see the drawing. She composed lullaby from the drawing, right? Yeah. Very good. See, so good artists, singers, musicians. Okay, add music. Everybody, chuk 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 chuk, Jobi Kaluzin, everybody put some music, no? Yesterday in the voice training, add that while she's singing.
Okay, so Om Shanti. I'll be singing to you a lullaby which I composed, even the melody, when Divya was still a baby. And until now, when she feels low, I would sing this song to her. I would really like perk up the mood, and you can see the change in her. So it goes like this. Si Divya ay mabait, matalinong bata, love siya ng ba ni baba, love siya ng lahat. Divya, Divya, mabait na bata. Okay, so let me just translate. It goes like this. See, Divya, Divya is a very kind child, and she is very intelligent, very wise. She is loved by Baba and loved by everyone. Shanti.
Pardon? Maine to drawing bhi nahi banayi hai. Dutch, Dutch. Helene, come on. While she sing, comes, I'll think. Come on. Yeah, while she's singing, I will think. I think so. You have to, sorry, you cannot say, I don't like, this is drama. Your favorite line always is like drama. Every time I tell anything, sister, this is drama. Although she's giving this lecture.
I love to be a child, actually. And I love to be a student. I was a naughty student. I love to do that, to play that again. I love it. Okay. So, wow. In Dutch. Lieve jongens, jullie zijn fantastisch. Jullie zijn zo ontzettend mooi. Jullie hebben gouden harten, ook al zijn jullie deugnieten. Maar jullie zullen allemaal heel sportief zijn. En jullie zijn altijd intelligent. Mijn vertrouwen is in jullie allemaal. Jullie zijn zo fantastisch. Een prachtig cadeau. Dank je, Baba, voor dit vertrouwen.
Wauw.
I don't know where that came from.
Record it and send it on your iPhone.
Oh no, iPhone. Send it to them on the iPhone. Because they're not here, the children, right? Yeah. Okay, what was it?
I don't know if they like it.
Like that? What are you doing? Come on, okay, tell them the meaning.
Well, while I was singing, I had to use, I don't know, something happened. But the meaning is that they're very thoughtful boys, and they're very kind and loving, but also very naughty. And actually, what I did sing was not exactly what was on the painting. But you know, it's they're just beautiful boys, and you can have a laugh with them. They're very thoughtful. They're very nice to be around, and I trust them, and I thank Baba for trusting him to take care of them. That's the essence.
So when you sing, so much comes out, right? Yeah. It didn't come on the paper, but it comes in the singing. Yes.
Think about it now. Marathi. 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 Okay. Main Hindi mein translate karunga. Aap English mein. Oh. Thank you. Om Shanti. Ata Vishvatmake Deve. Ene Vagyadne Toshave. Toshovini Mazadyave. Pasaya Danahe. Duritanche Timirajao. विश्वस्वधर्मा सूर्य पाहो जो जे वांछिल तो ते लाहो प्राणी जात. ओम शांति. हमने बोला कि विश्व को जो अभी जरूरत है वो तेरे पास ही है.
What the world needs, you have it with you.
और आपको बाबा ने चुना है. आप बहुत यूनिक हो, वंडरफुल एंजल हो.
यू आर यूनिक, यू आर अ वंडरफुल एंजल. Baba has chosen you.
और आपको इस पाथ पे चलते रहना है.
And you will keep walking on this
और विश्व को जो चाहिए वो आपको देना है एंड सुख सागर से सभी को जोड़ना है. यही आपका यूनिक कार्य है अभी जन्म लेके, जो किसी के पास नहीं है वो आपके पास है. थैंक यू. ओम शांति.
My turn, I know. I can sing Hindi songs galore, but Japanese, I know. First I have to think of the quality, right? I was so busy looking at you people. Oh, watashi no kodomo yo, anata wa otona ni natte kara. Ima kigasuita anata wa honto ni oriko deshita. Watashi ni wa zenzen mandai o kake nai yo ni jibun no shigoto itsumo jibun de shimashita. Anata wa seijuku shite shakai jin ni narimashita. Ima anata mo otosan de kodomo motte imasu.
I don't know what I said, but I think I said that you are a very good child. In Hindi we say sapoot, you know, sapoot, Baba says sapoot. And you have never given me any trouble since childhood. You've always done all your things yourself. I didn't even know how you just grew up and to be such a wise and such a mature person. And now you have become a father and you have a child, and I'm sure that you will pass on your qualities to your child.
Kannada, Kannada. Okay, any other language? Punjabi? Aparna? Thai? Thai? Malaysian? All languages.
Huwe, 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 ninni naguwe ke karanave ne. Suryana niyamani, chandana ninapeni. Huve, 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 ninni naguvige karanaveni. Suryana niyamani, chandana ninapeni. Aabharanada angadige hogona bagilige muddada mugige muguti hakuve. Jinke, oh jinke, ninna maya mele yare baridoru chikita rangole. ಬೆಳದಿಂಗಳು ಊಟವ ಉಣಿಸುವ ಚಂದ್ರಮ, ಉಣಿಸುವ ಚಂದ್ರಮ. ಹೂವೆ 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 ನಿನ್ನಿನ ಗುವಿಗೆ ಕಾರಣವೇನಿ ಸೂರ್ಯನ ನಿಯಮಾನಿ.
Just the gist of the song, just the gist. It was very wonderful. She sang very well and
thank you.
It
means, O flower, what's the reason for your happiness? Is it the rule of the sun or moon, or is it just you? So it goes in more depth, but that's the gist of it.
That's a nice, thank you. Song. Wow. Yeah, feeling?
I know, we are meditating. We are in love with God, with everybody. Right? We are in love. Right? We're not thinking of anything else. Thai song. She says she can't translate, but doesn't matter.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
Undai dai lok ni mi mi thiep thiem im ut om khen om kot me ta kong nam nom chap ok an kong kwam a thon me pham tuen pram son son sang.
It's me, mom hug.
Mom hug.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Very good. Kapkun ka. Okay. Now we will have silence. Everybody. Last one? Only last one. Only last one. Language? English. Okay. I think Panna ran away. Looks like.
My angel lies over the ocean. My angel, you are so loving. You are a ball of sunshine who is so helpful. You are the most beautiful diamond who is so peaceful. We love you so much because you are an angel. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You went out to think of Malaysian? No. So, okay. So, we will just meditate then. It's okay? One more chance, please. Before nobody was coming, now one more chance. This is really last, okay, because now we will have some silence.
Om Shanti. Inda pachai kili koru savandi poovil tottilai katti veithen. Adil pattu thookili udan mella thiraginai mellana ittu veithen. இந்த பச்சை கிளி கோரு செவ்வந்தி பூவில் தொட்டிலில் கட்டி வைத்தேன். அதில் பட்டு தூகிலுடன் அன்ன சிறகி மெல்ல நகிட்டு வைத்தேன். நான் ஆராரோ என்று தாளாட்ட இன்னும் யார் யாரோ வந்து பாரா. எந்த குழந்தையும் நல்ல குழந்தைதான் மண்ணில் பிறக்கையிலே. எந்த குழந்தையும் நல்ல குழந்தைதான் மண்ணில் பிறக்கையிலே. அவர் நல்லவராவதும் தீயவராவதும் அன்னை வளர்ப்பினிலே. அன்னை வளர்ப்பினிலே நான் யாராரோ என்று பாராட்ட இன்னும் யார் யாரோ வந்து பாராட்ட. ஓம் சாந்தி.
So we'll have some yoga till 7:30 and all of you can leave quietly after that. I think the chairs, if there's anybody who can stay back to put the chairs back, it'll be nice. Because tomorrow morning, we have Dr. Sachin's, it's not just a class, it's a workshop, and also we'll be showing some slides. He starts at 10:30, but the meditation is from 10, so I would request you not to come after 10:30. Please come before 10:30. You always are on time, I know. You can come from 10 onwards, and after Dr. Sachin's, he finishes at 12 and then we have Ashaben and that will be like an interview style. So you have a lot of fortune tomorrow. There's so much you can take. So please take good rest today so you're fresh tomorrow. And Helene, is there any other announcement? No. So
So if anybody can stay back after 7:30 to just help out the chairs, we'll put them in lines as before in rows. Thank you, Om Shanti. We are just going to sit down till 7:30 for meditation.